Good morning, Mick Dowman. I just got up, having a shower, you know, and just felt really annoyed by this fucking this man, you know, in the Al-Anon meeting, you know, 2 days ago. Anyway, he goes, there's something in the comment section, you know. You're violated the feminist, you're made reflection of the feminist rules, you know, of non-compliance. And, you know, woe is me, you know. And I just, got up, stoked the washing machine, went into the kitchen to, you know, get a coffee, and I was thinking about this guy, and I thought, he's been, this asshole has been trained, you know, he's been trained to sit and piss on command, you know. And he has no sense of loyalty. He has no sense of right or wrong. It's just, the outrage against the immorality of people who won't put up with women's shit, you know. And I thought, no wonder his wife has to fucking drink, you know. Yeah. I'll put in a, I'll put in a joke. If I can remember where I put it, you know, where the joke is. But, But, you know, I thought, you know, what a fucking weak-minded, sleazy individual, you know, is being trained to sit down and piss on command by the feminists, you know, the psycho fucking assholes, you know, and, maybe he's, see, I don't sort of particularly, you know, this is one of those things that's circumstantial, but I don't mind when people who are absolute cunts, you know, just psychotic little fucking you know, they refuse to learn from people. They just, everybody has to go along to get along, you know, and, you know, you know, no matter how crazy it is, you have to be, you know, you have to be going along with it, you know, and, you know, and as soon as you say, well, this is fucking bullshit, they go, oh my God, he's the heretic, you know, Well, that's sort of how it goes, you know. He's not a man. He's a cuckold, you know. I don't know how people. I mean, what I figured out many years ago, that people are fairly predictable, you know. Sort of like a. They're like chess pieces, you know. There's only so many moves and combinations of moves that those pieces can make. And once you can sort of begin to understand that, then they become immensely predictable, you know. And that they're toxic fucking the women who go to Al-Anon and the men, you know, some of them, you know, are just toxic fucking assholes. They never wake up. You know, they don't sort of get the idea that, you know, the idea is that you're sort of supposed to go there, learn new stuff, and then do what it takes to change yourself. And what they do instead is that they force people into compliance, that, you know, we've all got to sit there and recite the bullshit like some Sunday school sort of a group, you know, from the 1950s. You know, and you're only supposed to say the things that they think you should say, and you're only supposed to do the things that they think you should do, and you should always be in agreement, and you should always be submissive, and you should always be servile, you know. When, you know, that's the sort of shit that, you know, I mean, cunts like that, you know, you have to drink to live with. To be able to live with a cunt like that, you have to drink, you know? You have to stay shit-faced just to sort of... So it goes... So out here, nag, 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 nag. It's just... Another slab full of Valium. Another pint of vodka. Blackout, you know? So, you know... This cucky boy, I don't know if he's... If his wife fucking stabs him to death, well, too bad, you know. But there's such a thing as, you know, I don't really, forget his name, but he does the hockey mask time, and he sort of celebrates when you get some fucking cunt of a partner, you know. When she gets bumped off, you know, and he sort of, you know, and he rates the whole issue, you know, on the alarm caused and the bloody savagery and all these sorts of things, you know, just women who are absolute cunts, you know. And, but yeah, you know, this guy and his shit, I thought, well, yeah, you know. I want to get up and wash me other bits, you know. But yeah, they have no way out of their crazy, so they just, everyone that's involved with them just slowly fucking goes mad, you know. And because he doesn't get that, you know, you're not supposed to go there and be agreeable, you know. You're supposed to go there and grow some fucking balls, you know, and become a person, a bit more, you know, basically a three-dimensional person who's kind of conscious and has a sort of an awareness of what's going on, rather than just another two-dimensional print from the photocopier, you know. Yeah, so, anyway, uh, Just thinking, you know. And, so, you know, he's been trained by the feminists to just, you know, sit down and piss on command. And, you can't really do anything with guys, men like that. They're not men, you know. They're fucking feminists who just haven't cut their dicks off, you know. Bit of an implication there, isn't it? You know, like, yeah, so today's going to be a fucking roaster, you know. Tomorrow's a bit hotter. It's predicted to get up around about 37 degrees today, maybe 38. Same, sort of similar tomorrow. Like, that's why, like, at 1 a.m, I just thought, oh, I really need to go out and get some exercise and get the blood circulating in the legs. But, yeah, hot day. Hot day. What's that American cartoon character? Hot dang. Hot dang. So there you go, in amongst all these feminist fucking assholes.